A correctional healthcare worker gave KJZZ an exclusive whistleblower account, alleging that he was directed by administrators at a private prison healthcare company to cheat a state monitoring bureau. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins broke the story, and he joins us. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, am I crazy, or have we heard this story here before?
You are not crazy, just an astute KJZZ listener, obviously.
Yes.
But yes, once again, a former employee of Corizon Health has come to us with claims of serious wrongdoing in an Arizona prison. You may remember that just over a year ago, we published the story of Dr. Jan Watson. This was a doctor that was working in the Iman prison in Florence.
Right. Dr. Watson's allegations included inmates being denied specialty care, low staffing levels, claims that Corizon was lying to the state to avoid fines.
And she ended up testifying about it in federal court. And those hearings led Magistrate Judge David Duncan to appoint an independent monitor because he decided the state could not be trusted to handle oversight of its own contract with Corizon. That monitor is finally about to get to work. The new judge in charge of the case, U.S. District Court Judge Rosalind Silver, hired an expert named Dr. Mark Stern, and they're deciding the scope of his duties right now in the court system.
Okay, so he will in some ways be acting like a monitor?
Right, because of what Dr. Watson and others told the court, their testimony cast judgment on our own state monitoring bureau and their ability to get the job done. So the Arizona Department of Corrections created a monitoring bureau to follow the medical care and treatment of inmates after the state privatized prison health care in 2012. The most recent whistleblower that came to me with allegations of wrongdoing basically said that Corizon administrators were purposefully deceiving that bureau.
What did they tell you?
Jose Vallejo is a correctional nurse. He's worked at the Iman prison for the past 2 years. He told me that he witnessed and took part in numerous practices directed by Corizon health administrators to cheat the auditors so that they would do things like what they called filling in the blanks.
Filling in the blanks, I mean, I've been asked on multiple occasions because you're supposed to do, okay, like your narcotics are supposed to be counted and signed for at the beginning of the shift and at the end of your shift. There's a lot of times where they're not signing. So come 2-3 months later when it's audit time, they go through the book and there's a whole bunch of blanks because they didn't sign. So they'll ask pretty much whoever's in there to sign off the book so they're not getting dinged for it.
And that dinged for it, what he's talking about there is he's saying that his administrators know that if we don't comply with what we're supposed to do here, we can get serious fines. So he says before the state auditors would come for an inspection, his bosses would gather up all this blank paperwork, take it to a specific room, and then whoever was around, they would just have them fill it out. He was forced to sign off on logs that were supposed to be used to track narcotics. He says they would ask nurses to backdate medical appointments that just never even happened. He even said they would hide expired prescription drugs from the monitors.
When they find out that the auditors are coming, they'll go and they'll stick them back in the pharmacy room or wherever and pretty much just lock them up until they're gone. And then once they leave, they bring them back out.
Okay, so Jimmy, what has the reaction been from the Department of Corrections and from the contractor here, from Corizon?
Well, I've still yet to receive a response from ADC, and then Corizon's only response to me was to say that Vallejo had been terminated.
Okay, so why did this whistleblower come forward?
I think because no one else would listen. I mean, I know because no one else would listen. That's what he told me, that he went internally to everyone that he could find, all different levels at Corizon and ADC. And he cares about his patients. That's why I have found all these people come forward. I think a lot of times the agencies they work for are quick to discredit them as some sort of disgruntled person. But the people that I've spoken to are passionate. They're healthcare workers. They're kind. They're empathetic people. And they want what's best for their patients. But no one was taking their concerns seriously. But we did. And you can read all of Mr. Vallejo's allegations on our website, kjzz.org, where you can also find my contact information. And if you have information you'd like to share with me about Arizona prisons, you can reach me that way.
Yeah. And Jimmy, amidst all of this, there was a quiet announcement of some rather big news just last weekend regarding prison healthcare here, right?
That's right. So I check the ADC website like every day. It's just one of the tabs on my computer. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, I saw that the state posted a notice that they have gone with a new company for these services that we're talking about. The new company is called Centurion Managed Care, and they will take over the prison healthcare contract after Corizon.
So what does this mean for the people in the state prisons?
Well, this transition is going to be a really critical time. Arizona has gone through a vendor change before. Right after they privatized, they gave a contract to a company named Wexford. But after just a few months, that company walked away from the contract. So the state went back to the other bidders, and we moved on to Corizon. But you've got everyone, you know, you've got to get everyone working for the new company. You have to find out who will be brought over at the administrative level. One thing lawyers for the inmates in a settlement process told me is that they have fought against and lost preventing Corizon from using a proprietary software in their record keeping. So they're worried that a lot of patient records could get tied up or lost altogether. Another challenge that's a really big problem is contracting with specialty care physicians. You know, now those new relationships and contracts will have to be made with Centurion.
So what do you know about this new company, Centurion?
They are a large correctional healthcare company. They operate in 6 or 7 states that I can see based on their website and contracts I've found around the country. They have contracts with prisons in Florida and New Mexico. But I have to say, as I've begun researching the company, I've seen lots of familiar stories from my colleagues, other people that report on prison healthcare about lawsuits and settlements regarding lack of care and other issues. So we'll see. But another interesting thing, I found this exact same sequence of events has happened in other states, even down to the company. Like a state will privatize, award a contract to Corizon, and then Centurion comes in afterwards. So it's like we go from one vendor to another vendor.
Hmm. So when does this new company take over?
Arizona's contract with Centurion starts July 1st of this year. ADC says it reviewed 5 bid proposals and concluded that Centurion's offer was the most competitive and in the state's best interest. We will pay them more, $16 per inmate per day, or about $204 million annually for 2 years with a 1-year renewal option.
All right, that's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome.